Welcome back. Sports Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville in studio. EB is on the road. I put up our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. You can vote at Junks Radio. We're talking about the Commanders' offense and why it has struggled the last 2 weeks. What's the biggest reason the offense has struggled? Three options: playing better defenses, Jaden isn't healthy, or you can vote on the Cliff Kingsbury swoon, which has been reported about Cliff Kingsbury's teams in the
NFL. I think
it
might be a little all of the above.
Could be.
Little all of the above.
All right, let's talk to our guy, John Keim, covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How are you?
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. If you have to vote, the biggest reason the Commanders' offense has struggled the last 2 weeks: playing better defenses, Jaden isn't healthy, or a Cliff Kingsbury swoon, what would you vote on?
The first one is they are playing better defenses. That's how it is. And it's not to dismiss anything else, but even last week, I would say, like, last night to me was much different than last week, because last week there were a couple plays where, like, it's there. You just missed it. You dropped the ball. You know, so, like, there was – I felt like they kind of hurt themselves. I mean, first of all, Pittsburgh did a great job taking away his legs. Like, that was as good a job as anybody has done, just with the rush and et cetera, and kept him in the pocket. So that was one thing. They took that away. But, you know, there were, again, four drops, and then there were a couple missed throws that would have led to points, or point chances, right?
Right, there were more opportunities, like the McCaffrey play, and you mean the De'Ami Brown touchdown.
Zacchaeus, well, yeah, De'Ami Brown, no, because they scored on that anyway.
Okay.
But you know, the Zacchaeus, McCaffrey, the quarterback draw where there was, if you hold your block, he's in field goal, they're in field goal range at the worst on the last drive. So there were multiple plays where you say, okay, you know, even despite playing good defense, despite all that, last night it just, there was nothing. And I think, you know, the Eagles defense is really good. They have a really good secondary. The receivers had four catches for 28 yards. Like, that to me is, and I haven't, you know, he's on my coach, like, you got to watch, I have to go back and watch it. What were they doing? And was that a matter of, are they speeding Jaden up a little bit where he's more inaccurate now in some cases? I think that's probably true. Is the injury affecting him more now? I don't know that that's the case, because I don't know. And I know, like, they say it's getting better, et cetera. So I don't know, but you have to wonder, because it hasn't been the same. Or, you know, also, was last night a game where they're going against a really good secondary, where maybe you start to, you know, maybe there's some things where, I mean, you look at the Eagles' talent with Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, like, they don't, you know, do you have that kind of combo to combat that? Like, obviously, Terry's very good. But I don't even want to say that, because, like, these guys, the receivers have been productive, but they didn't get anything. And why, was the line holding up as well? You know what I mean? So I think there's just a combo of factors. And I know, like, the Kingsbury stuff is interesting. I know it's hard to go there when, again, last week I felt like it was more about missed opportunities than it was just being shut down overall.
But
you know what I mean?
It
was a factor. It was a factor in Arizona, or at least, you know, it was certainly a storyline. And there were a couple times where it happened, and then one time, like, Kyler Murray's out and James Conner's out. But the numbers were what they were. So I just think it's a little early to say that. I think seeing how it goes, and maybe it's just, you know, it could just be as simple as it's a good offense, but maybe not yet quite ready to challenge really good defenses.
Right. And honestly, I don't want to give Jaden, like, too much, like, oh, he's hurt, because I've seen him rip these throws.
Right.
And then, like, You saw John, like, you were there when J.P. Finley put out that video of him running around, throwing, laughing, and joking. Like, he didn't look that hurt. But by the same token, they are wrapping him after every series. So something is going on. I don't know how much it's limiting him. I really have no idea. But something is going on still, because why would they be doing that, John?
Well, yeah, there's obviously a protective nature with it, too. But I don't know that, you know, when you watch him, I think these pass rushes have sped him up a little bit. And I think that leads to maybe more things, right?
I agree with that.
Yeah, and so I think, like, that definitely has been the case a couple times. Where you're being chased, and he's not able to get outside the pocket at all. And
he's also, John, he's also not stepping into throws. Like, he's throwing off balance. You know, he's trying to use some of these. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're definitely, it's all of that. And, you know, I think the other thing is, like, you know, it just tells you how high the standards have been raised or expectations have been raised.
Totally.
That, you know, this is still his first go round here.
Right.
And so that's the hard part, is you don't know. If he had started the season like this, you're not going to, you would say, okay, he's a rookie. You know, it's just, that's happened. You got to get used to this. But when you start the way he did, the way he and they did, and had a stretch of games where they were really, really good, then you start to wonder, well, why isn't it the same, obviously? And so, but I do think the pass rushes have had something to do with that, too.
EB, because just to shift off of Jaden, we only have so much time. The running game the last 2 weeks. Now, Jaden's part of that, but the running game against the Steelers, you run for, I think it was 60 yards on 22 carries yesterday, 22 carries for 93 yards. I think that's also a big part of it. What if defenses done to shut down the run?
I would say, well, first of all, again, Steelers defense, these are two of the best run defenses. So, and they've played the three of the best, which is Baltimore and then these two. So again, you know, are they equipped personnel wise to always handle that, you know? And I think last night too, it was at times efficient. It's just that it wasn't explosive. And when you convert as poorly as they did on third downs, you don't get more opportunities. I mean, look at, like, last week with the Steelers, you know, even yesterday, like Barkley, they're doing a pretty good job on him. And then you just get worn down and it, boom, he hits a few, right? And it looks a lot different. And when you get opportunities and they just don't, there were a decent number of runs, but to me, it's like part of that is it was efficient, but not explosive, and they needed more carries, and that goes back to third down. But I think, like Pittsburgh last week, that front was really good. And again, I don't know, like, you had a Trent Scott in right tackle. I thought he did a good job in pass pro, but there were times where it's like, okay, maybe some of that, you know, the lack of reps with maybe the guy next to you sometimes could have hurt you. And then you had, you know, a couple runs where, I mean, shoot, on the fourth down, it looks like, you know, you have several linemen pulling to the right and Cosme going to the left. Like, that's a mistake, right? And so there's a little bit of that, but that stuff happens in games. So, like I said, I think I just wonder, not having Robinson in the last week, that's going to affect it. And then I think not getting more opportunities when it was okay and you could get more and maybe you get looks a little bit better, that hurts it. But, you know, again, do you have the personnel to challenge those defenses at this point? That's also something I think I would wonder.
John,
you got to prove it.
How did B-Rob emerge health-wise from last night's game? Because at a few moments, it looked like he was kind of doubled over going to the sideline, because him and Eckler's snap shares were basically identical. Robinson was in on one more snap than Eckler.
Yeah, I think he's okay. I don't have a good answer for that. After those games, it's hard to get to everybody. But I think he's okay. So, you know, and again, you can go back to the run game. Like, after a game like that, like, it's really hard to say until you go back and watch, like, what was going on. Were they doing something differently? Were they crowding the box and making, you know, so that's the other thing I want to go back and look and to see is that part of it as well.
All right, so let's get to Dan Quinn's decision to go for it. 4th and 2, right. Philadelphia 26. The game is still 12-10 at that point. A field goal puts you up 13-12. I believe the field goal would have been roughly a 44-yarder. Did Quinn comment on why they went for it? I'm speculating at that point they just weren't stopping Philadelphia's offense.
That's a big part of it, and for sure. So, I mean, I think that would probably be the main part of it. You're going to need more than three to win that game. He also said that because of the way Philadelphia was moving the ball, you wanted to control the ball a little bit more, too, if you had that opportunity. So whether or not the drive would have finished in a field goal 4 plays later, you're running more clock and you're getting defense a little bit, you know, given a little bit more rest on the sideline. So, but yeah, that was a big reason. And I mean, the hard part for them is they got stuffed on second and one and third and one too. I mean, that, forget that first play on that sequence was a 9-yard run. Or pass. So, you know,
John, what I said is just watching us, and maybe you'll agree, maybe you'll disagree. You know, they've given up 6 sacks the last 2 weeks against these really good defenses. Right. But to me, the bigger problem has not been the outside. It's been the interior players. So yesterday it was Carter, and against Pittsburgh, it was Hayward.
Yeah, no, exactly. And that's why I say, like, I mean, those are obviously very good tackles, but that's who you block, right? So, yes, that's why I say, like, do you have, you know, and I think, like, for the most part, they've been pretty good this year, and they've deserved credit. But those guys were problems, you know, and they're really good, but they were problems. And, again, on that 4th and 2 play, that's the play I'm talking, you know, first of all, Jaden said that he told us he had to be louder with his cadence, and I'm not sure that, you know, because he thought maybe Biotis didn't snap when he was ready for it or whatever. But when you look at it, it's like everybody's going on the snap, so I don't know that was the case, but it looks like, you know, there's a reason Daniels bobbled it, and it could have been because he's just pulling away a little bit early. But, again, you have Cosme starts pulling to his left, and everybody else is going to the right, and that allows Carter to get into the backfield and push Daniels wide, and then that just messed up the play. That the play was dead at that point. If you are able to get out and go right away, then you've got a chance. You have a pretty good chance. So,
John, can you interpret what Terry was saying beyond sort of the face of it? Because I understand the face of it. When he said, it's easy to talk about brotherhood when you're winning. Right?
Right.
And so I'm assuming he means now we're going to be tested. So was he saying that kind of like cynically, like it wasn't even true before?
No. Not at all. That's also not how he does things. But no, it's more, you know, so back in, God bless, 2000, that if you know, people who are older, like you remember they start off 6-2, and that was all the whole Deion gang and Bruce Smith, and, you know, everything was great, and they're 6-2 and rolling, and then they lost the game, and then they started going downhill. And I remember talking to Larry Centers after the season. He's like, you know, we were talking about, like, it's like things were going well. He goes, yeah, but you don't know what you have until you get punched in the mouth. And so that's all this. So this is going to test how all that connectivity, right? And I would say, like, that part, I don't worry about that part at all, because I think it is an extremely close team that I don't, you know, if they go down, it's not because they're going to splinter. It's because maybe things caught up to them, whatever. And I still think this team, even after this 2-game stretch, which you knew was going to be a very difficult one, this team can still win 11 games, you know? Right. And so, you know, I don't think that the brotherhood aspect is going to be a problem for them. I think it's more, the question was, I think that was my question, is that, you know, this is when you find out what you really have when you go through adversity, period. And I think they'll find out that they do have that. Now you have to get back to the field and fix those things. Like, that other part isn't going to be a problem, but you got to fix the on-field stuff, because that's going to, you know, you got to get the passing game back. I mean, there just hasn't been enough explosive stuff.
Right.
And, John, just to address the defense real quick before you let you go, Philly did score on their last six drives. Yeah. So field goal, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. Or yes, that's the last five drives. I thought the secondary played a lot better than we expected, yeah. And that's without Marshon Lattimore.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, I give I agree. And they're, so I think one of the things that Lattimore can help them with, too, though, is if you want to stop a guy like Barkley, you've got to really load the box. And that means you're going to be in a lot more man situations on the outside. And that he gives you that ability. There are a lot of times where they're going to keep two deep safeties to take away stuff over the top. That said, they did play very well in coverage. And like Sam was still, there were a couple of times where Sam was still covering A.J. Brown. And, you know, you would – I don't want to – that's not the most ideal matchup given that Brown is a big receiver. And I thought Sam was still did a pretty good job when he was matched against him, right? You know, and it wasn't all the time, but there was a couple times where mm-hmm. – and he did a good job. There was one, I think he gave up a slant, but like, okay, that happens. But he certainly did a good. I mean, those two receivers, he and Smith combined for less than what it was like probably less than 95 yards, I think.
Yeah, and he broke combined. Up the pass in the end zone yeah. to Smith, yeah, so that exactly, was a nice play
exactly.
too.
Yeah, and so you know, I agree. I think the corners did a good job. So yeah, I mean, I think they would take that every week. It's just that like that was my problem entering this game is exactly like. How are you going to stop that offense? Because there are just so many parts. And the one thing they haven't done well consistently all year is stop the run. And you have to stop Saquon Barkley. Because if you don't, it's hard to stop that offense. And if you can put it in, you know, make Jalen Hurts just be a passer, then it could change things for them. Like that's what you want to do, but you don't, you know that Barkley is going to just control it if you let him. And that's what started to happen for sure.
By the way, I think that's what defenses have done to Washington. They've made Jaden just a passer because they've limited the runs, and Washington's offense hasn't been as successful. Thanks a lot, John.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Have a good weekend.
John Keim covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. Yeah, I mean, Jalen Hurts didn't have a particularly great game. He threw for 221 yards. You look at what he did to receivers, they combined for 10 catches. And 100 yards total. Jahan gave him one.
Yeah, I mean,
the first
catch of the game, yeah. And yeah. then Shocker.
I didn't think Jalen was overly impressive, later. Although he had some nice runs.
Yeah.
He escaped pressure when he had to, but he wasn't, you know, yeah. lighting it up by any means.
Right.
But right. the offense look, in the end, if you look at those last five drives starting in the second half, 15 plays, 87 yards, field goal. That was the end of the half. So going to the half, you're up 10-3. First time the Eagles get the ball in the second half, 10 plays, 74 yards, settled for a field goal. So Washington doing a good job, bend but don't break. Then the next time they go 11 plays, 76 yards. So all three of those drives, three in a row, were over 74 yards and resulted in one touchdown and two field goals. So I think that was the biggest factor as to why they went for it on fourth down instead of kicking the field goal. But when we come back, we want to touch on who gets the majority of the blame for the lackluster performance. We talk specifically about Jaden. Is it Jaden? Is it the running game? How much do you put it on Cliff Kingsbury? I saw a lot of people on social media saying, man, they're running a lot of running back draws.
They're just waiting to attack Kingsbury.
And there is that narrative on the Kingsbury swoon. So
he's back on probation, Cakes.
I know that you.
Who do you blame the most?
Hairy eyeball on him.
Who do you blame the most for the lackluster performance? You can give us a call on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067 on a Misery Friday, brought to you by Chinigamayos, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com.